Well, hi everybody, Dr. Ron Caskey jumping in here just for a few seconds. I want to remind you about a flexible premium indexed annuity. I've been talking about this for weeks. I haven't seen one like this in decades. But right now, they're running a special bump on the bonuses up front and protect those bonuses on all new money for the first 3 years. So we need to talk about those details. And again, those aren't going to be around a long time. So if you're interested, get on my calendar. Don't put it off. But you can get anywhere from a 14% bonus up to a 23% bonus up front and on all new money you add to this annuity for the first 3 years. People have been asking me for things like this, and this, again, this isn't going to be around long. So you need to give me a call today. 14 to 23% bonus. Don't miss it. 877-218-1972. It doesn't cost you anything to get the information, and you may be interested in it. All right, back to the show. Hi, everybody. Dr. Ron Caskey here. Just a couple of minutes introduction to the Bible Views radio show. You can hear it in the KLTV listening audience every Sunday afternoon from 2 o'clock to 3 p.m. every Sunday. And then just like my Saturday Ron Caskey show, they're both archived over on my website at www.roncaskey.com. So that's R-O-N-C-A-S-K-E-Y. .com. Now, I'm inviting you to stay tuned to this one-hour show today and what the Bible Views radio show, pretty normal standard operating procedure. I usually read some articles that pertain to your church, your household, to Christians, to homeschooling, things that affect our lives as Christians here in the United States. Then I go down some headlines that I get out of the Sword of the Lord every week that you're not going to get in the left-wing nut socialist media. And I read some of those headlines and describe some of those. I usually sing a song off of one of my albums. I've recorded 5 gospel albums, stereo albums, 50 songs. And I normally pull one of those off and play it, usually by about the start of the second segment of my Bible Views radio show. Then I invite you, if you're stationary, to grab a Bible and follow through with me in your Bible on what does the Bible have to say about financial freedom? What does the Bible have to say about investing? What does the Bible have to say about giving, lending, charging interest, paying interest, collecting interest? What is the Bible? See, there's 450 some odd verses in the Bible on wealth, riches, abundance, and prosperity. There's 15 on poverty. So I break that down every Sunday. I talk about Joseph, the first financial planner in the Bible. I talk about taking offerings, financing the church. Just all kinds of things, and it's all from the Bible. What does the Bible have to say about God's money? It's all God's money. So stay tuned. Thanks for listening. Well, hi, everybody. Welcome once again to the Bible Views radio show. I'm Dr. Ron Caskey. I'm your host. I'm here every week at this same time. Grab a pen, piece of paper, jot down my numbers. You can call me this afternoon for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office starting tomorrow morning. And my time doesn't cost you anything. I'll bring information and show you how to capture the upside of the market, all of the upside of the market, with absolutely none of the downside risk. You will never lose a penny of your money due to the downturn in the market ever. And so give me a call this afternoon. And I still have those two that I've been talking about. Not sure how long these good rates will be around. But for now, you can lock in up to a 23% bonus on the front end, on your money. You put the money in, you make 23% on it. And then any money you add to that, so it's a flexible premium annuity. Any money you add to that over the next 3 years, you lock in that bonus. You can add to it after that, but you get that bonus for the first 3 years on all new money. The other one is an income annuity. That one that I just talked about is for accumulation and money if you need it. This other one is one that you know you're going to take income out of it for retirement someplace, immediate or 5 years, 10 years, whatever. And that one has a 10% bonus with a minimum of 10% each year for 20 years. That's a no-brainer, folks. And there isn't anything else in the market like it. So if you want one for accumulation, we got it. You want one for income, we got it. And I have some people with enough money, they can put the one in income and then put the rest in the accumulation. We're flexible, and I can bring you that information, and my time doesn't cost you anything ever. So here's my numbers, 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. It's Mother's Day, so I'll say Happy Mother's Day to all of you. And after I read some headlines out of the Sword of the Lord that are important to you, your family, your church, your Christian school, your job, I'm going to read those articles to you. Then I'm going to sing a song that I sang on yesterday's radio show, one I recorded years ago, and it's a medley, and it starts out with, "Will you truly promise me you'll be there?" And so we'll sing that song, and then my annual Mother's Day message every year on this day, I bring a message out of Proverbs 31, and it's Solomon that wrote to his about his mother, Bathsheba, oh, by the way, and I preached it at my mom's funeral 8 years ago, August. I preached it at Janine's mom's funeral a few years back. When I have a Christian lady, a mom that has died, I usually preach that message out of Proverbs 31. It is so timely and applicable to a Christian mother. So we're going to get into that here in just a little bit. So some headlines and articles out of the Sword of the Lord. Encroaching Sharia law in the United States, a serious issue. I talk about this every week. I talked about it all the time. Barack Hussein Obama was tearing our government and our country down. And it's worse today. House Speaker Mike Johnson, Republican Louisiana, warned of what he characterized as an encroaching threat from Sharia law in the United States, which he said is incompatible with the U.S. Constitution. Representative Andy Ogles, Republican Tennessee, tweeted, "Muslims don't belong in American society. Pluralism is a lie." And that goes 10 times over for people like Ilhan Omar and Tlaib and so on, all of these criminal Russians, communists, and Muslims in Congress. And then you've got that one communist mayor in New York City and so on. So there's a lot of energy, he said, in the country and a lot of popular sentiment that the demand to impose Sharia law in America is a serious problem, Johnson said, noting that the Declaration of Independence affirms human dignity and value and that the U.S. law guarantees freedom of religion, Johnson said. Sharia law conflicts with it. In January, Representative Chip Roy, Republican of Texas, launched the Sharia Free America Caucus with another Texas congressman amid fears that their state has been inundated with Muslim immigrants who have no intention of assimilating, but aim instead to establish self-governing enclaves under Sharia. And I talk about this all the time. It's real, folks, and it's here. Ogles also tweeted that Muslims are incapable of assimilating in response to news that the parents of alleged ISIS terrorist Ibrahim Qayyumi, who was arrested in New York after throwing a homemade bomb that failed to detonate outside Gracie Mansion last Saturday, were naturalized U.S. citizens from Afghanistan. Republican voters agree Sharia law has no place in Texas. A Texas proposition on Sharia law was overwhelmingly supported by late GOP primary voters, by state GOP primary voters. But what is next? Proposition 10 asks voters if the state should prohibit Sharia law, and 95% of Republican voters said yes, reports AMAC. The proposition does not restrict religious worship or target Muslims, but it addresses that religious legal code should not influence or override American laws. Unlike Judaism and Christianity, Islam is a political and legal system all rolled into one, and Sharia law is part of it. Texas officials settle ousted fire chaplain's lawsuit. A former Austin Fire Department volunteer chaplain, represented by Alliance Defending Freedom Attorneys, reached a favorable settlement agreement with city officials in a lawsuit brought against the city of Austin for firing him after he shared his religious views on his personal blog. As part of the settlement with Andrew Fox, city officials paid him damages and wrote a letter thanking him for his valued service. Duh. After sharing on his personal blog the fact that men and women are biologically different and his view that men should not compete on women's sports teams, city officials demanded that Fox apologize, and then they fired him, and then they had to settle with him. Indiana pays former teacher $650,000 in religious discrimination case. An Indiana school district agreed to pay $650,000 to settle a religious discrimination lawsuit from a former music teacher who was forced to resign for refusing to violate his religious beliefs by using inconsistent pronouns for gender-confused students. I wonder why they're gender-confused. Because of social media and idiot parents, that's why. In 2017, the school district began mandating teachers refer to gender-confused students using pronouns and names that were inconsistent with their sex. Initially, the district granted Kluge a religious accommodation under Title VII to refer to all his students by their last names. After a few students complained, the district revoked his accommodations and forced him to resign in 2021. Now on pro-life news and views, University of Oregon to dispense abortion pills to students. Beginning in the fall semester of 2026, UO, University Health Services, will begin supplying students with the abortion pill, mifepristone, and another one, allowing women to undergo abortions in their dorm rooms. As reported by the Register Guard, in fall 2025, student groups including the Young Democratic Socialists of America, Students for Choice, Blossom Empowerment Project, and the On-Campus Student Government Associated Students of University of Oregon formed a pro-abortion coalition to push for on-campus access to the abortion pill. Majority of UK public support, legal protection for unborn babies with a heartbeat, A pro-life organization is urging the United Kingdom government to introduce new legal protections for unborn babies with detectable heartbeats after publishing the results of two street polls conducted across the UK. The Centre for Bioethical Reform, UK, said its heartbeat campaign surveyed more than 2,800 people across a dozen towns and cities between March and May 2025 to gauge public attitudes toward whether babies with a heartbeat should be protected by law. Duh! I mean, they should be protected at conception, as the Bible says. They become a living soul. And now, after they find a heartbeat, they're still killing live babies. In the first poll, which asked 1,546 respondents if a baby has a heartbeat, should their life be protected? 62% answered yes. Man. A second poll put to 1,328 people asked, if a baby in the womb has a heartbeat, aside from extreme circumstances, should the law allow us to kill them? In that survey, 59% replied no, indicating opposition to abortion in cases where a heartbeat can be detected outside what the organization described as extreme circumstances. The campaign centers on the claim that a baby's heart begins beating 22 days after fertilization. The campaign also highlights abortion statistics, stating that more than 250,000 abortions take place annually. 250,000 take place annually in the UK, many after a heartbeat is detectable. Of course, under Roe versus Wade, 64 million babies died, were murdered, and now they're debating on whether they should after they detect a heartbeat. My goodness, California allows it after they're born. So education, chaos, and crisis. I don't have time for all of these, but I'll take a couple of them. Florida teachers unions play politics. Well, another duh moment. When you've got a communist teachers union running every public school teacher in America in the public school system, this is what you get. Florida teachers union play politics. A video surfaced recently of a speaker at a Florida Education Association press conference encouraging students to walk out of school to protest federal law enforcement. There's your teachers union at work, folks. The FEA's parent organization, the National Education Association, recently adopted a resolution at its annual conference explicitly supporting efforts to help students organize similar protests. The walkout controversy reveals a much deeper problem. Teachers' unions in Florida have abandoned their mission of representing workers and have become political organizations that put ideology ahead of students and the teachers they claim to represent. I got news for you. That goes the same in all 50 states. Well, my time's up for this segment. We come back. We will get into the Bible. Here's my numbers, 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Call me this afternoon for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office starting Monday. Stay tuned. Be right back.
Walter J. Hopp of Hopp & Associates is a law practice limited to estate and business planning. Walter is a Colorado native with extensive experience with clients local and nationwide, and is a former partner in a large multi-state estate planning law firm, affiliated with several professional groups to provide the most current and unique solutions for his clients. Walter is the author of articles and a book on estate planning, and a frequent speaker over the years to lawyers and groups alike. Again, on estate planning, Walter offers a unique approach for how to protect yourself and loved ones from a litigious and expensive legal system. And listen to this. Your first meeting with Walter is free. That's right, free. to see if they can improve on planning that you may already have in place, call Walter and Associates PC of Longmont. Call today, 303-776-4045, or email him at walterhopp@hopplaw.org.
Well, hi, everybody. Dr. Ron Caskey jumping in here just for 60 seconds to tell you about orphan 401ks. I've been talking about that for several weeks, did a couple of webinars on it. If you have left a job and left a 401k behind, that is an orphan 401k that no one cares about, no one's contributing to, no one's matching your money, and if you leave it there long enough, the fees will destroy that orphan 401k. So we can move that into an IRA annuity. It's just a matter of paperwork, a transfer form, and get it out of there into something that'll grow for you. Call me for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office. Here's my number, 303-710-3791. Do it today. Don't put it off. All right, welcome back to my second segment of today's Bible Views radio show. I'm Dr. Ron Caskey. I'm your host. I'm here every week at this same time. Grab a pen, jot down my phone numbers. Call me this afternoon for a no-cost appointment this coming week. I'll meet you in your home or your office or someplace that's convenient to you. And I'll bring information and show you how to be a good steward of God's money. I'll show you how to capture the upside of the market with absolutely none of the downside risk. I'll show you and your spouse how to get lifetime income till you die or hit 120 years old. I can do all of that with indexed annuities. My time doesn't cost you anything ever, and you'll never lose a penny due to the downturn in the market. So give me a call. You ready? 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Happy Mother's Day to all of you. I've got a special message for you today out of Proverbs 31. And before that, let me sing this song for you that I recorded years ago. Still sing in churches on weekends around the country. But here's a song that came to mind when I thought about this is Mother's Day. My mom died 8 years ago, August. She was 102 years old, and I brought this message at her funeral. Janine's mom died in 2022, and she was 6 hours shy of her 99th birthday. I did her service, and I said, well, today, Verna's celebrating her 99th birthday in heaven. And I've preached it for some other ladies from time to time. And so I just wanted to bring a special. You don't have to be dead and gone for me to preach this message for you. So I'm going to bring that special Mother's Day message. Before I do, here's a song that came to mind when I thought about that. It's called, Will You Truly Promise Me to Be There? Hope it's a blessing to you. Stay tuned.
In the Bible we are told of a city built for square jasper walls, are decked with jewels so rare. And the gates are made of pearls, and the streets are paved with gold. What a wondrous sight will be to behold. Will you truly promise me that you meet me by and by in that happy land beyond the blue, where sweet flowers ever bloom brighter than the sun or moon? Will you truly promise me to be there? I'll be when I meet you in the morning in that city that is built for swell.
Well, there you go. Will you truly promise me to be there? You know, if you're not saved or you're not sure, we need to talk. What a blessing that would be to your family for mom to get saved on Mother's Day. So give me a call if I can help you with that. Now let's get over to the book of Proverbs, chapter 31. Solomon wrote this book, Proverbs. And in chapter 31, he talks about his mother, who, by the way, was Bathsheba. I did a funeral recently, and for a longtime friend of mine and clients, and he died, and she asked me to do the service, and I used a passage that I've used over the years for babies' funerals, where David, his baby, his and Bathsheba's baby, was ill, and David fasted and prayed and was in sorrow, and the baby died, and his servant said, "I'm sorry, King, but your baby died." And David got up, got dressed, cleaned up, ate, and basically celebrated. And they said, "What's wrong with you? We told you your son died." He said, "Yeah, he can't come back to me, but I can go to him." And I brought that message with my friend. He was 90 years old. And I based my message on that. And I talked about some of these same things. And I talked about Solomon was the son of Bathsheba and David. And he became king over Israel. So let's take a look at it. The words of King Lemuel, that's Solomon, the prophecy that his mother taught him. "What, my son? And what, the son of my womb? And what, the son of my vows? Give not thy strength unto women, nor thy ways to that which destroyeth kings. It is not for kings, O Lemuel, it is not for kings to drink wine, nor for princes strong drink. Lest they drink and forget the law and pervert the judgment of any of the afflicted. Give strong drink unto them that is ready to perish, and wine unto those that be of a heavy heart. Let him drink and forget his poverty, and remember his misery no more. Open thy mouth for the dumb in the cause of all such as are appointed to destruction. Open thy mouth, judge righteously, and plead the cause of the poor and needy." So that's Bathsheba talking to her son Solomon. Now the rest of the chapter, verses 10 through 31, is Solomon talking about his mother. And so in verses 10 through 31, I want to talk about who my mom was. And then I want to talk about where she is today. And then I want to talk about how to get there. And so here, let me go through these verses and just bring up some personal things. And my mom was 102 years old when she died 8 years ago. And she had Alzheimer's. She was in an Alzheimer's unit in a nursing home in Kansas. And she hadn't known me for 13 years. I used to go see her, and she'd say, "What's your name? I can't remember your name." And I'd tell her. And she'd say, "Really? How are we related?" I'd say, "Well, I'm your son." And she'd go in a funk maybe for 2 minutes and then back to, "Well, what are you doing these days?" You know, and we went round and round like that. And so she didn't know me for 13 years. And so when on her 100th birthday, the nursing home called me, and I have a little Bose sound system that I can cover a couple hundred people with. And they said, "Would you bring your sound system? We're going to throw a party for your mom's 100th birthday. And a lot of people from town and from church and so on are going to come. And we'd like for you to sing." And so I did. 100th birthday party. I went up to her. And she was in a wheelchair. And she just really wasn't good at all. And I went up to her after I sang. And I said, "Mom, You said you wanted to live to be 100. You made it. Now it's okay if you go on home. 2 more years. April 29th, her birthday again. Nursing home said, would you come and sing again? I did. And at the end of, when I was through singing, Pat, the lady that was sitting there with her and kind of helping her, and she motioned for me, and she said, your mom wants to speak to you. She hadn't known me for 13 years, and yet she pulled me down and talked right in my ear, and she said, you don't get down here much, do you? Well, I said, busted. And anyway, then she lived till August 4th of that year. But she, when I preached her service, her funeral service, a few days after that, I said, Solomon wrote my mom's life story a couple of thousand years ago. And I want to tell you about that today. So here's my mom's story. Solomon said, who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. My mom and my grandmother, her mother, lived with us all the time I was growing up, and my mom taught piano and organ and violin, and my grandmother did all the cooking and so on. But they both, mainly my grandmother and my mom, I can still remember my mom. We'd sit around, we didn't have television. We'd sit around the radio on Saturday night and listen to the Lone Ranger and Fibber McGee and Molly and so on. And my mom would darn the heels and toes of our socks on a light bulb. She'd stick a light bulb down in there and sew around and repair our socks and repair my jeans, holes in the knees and so on. And they made my shirts. I'm not complaining. I guess I'm just relating a story. But the shirts they made for me, we didn't have a lot of money. And they were out of flannel, mainly. And they were square, straight down. You try to tuck them in, you know the deal. So anyway, I remember that she took care of us. We always had food out of the garden, a half a cow in the freezer and eggs from the chickens and so on. And so she took care of us and said, she will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. And that's what she did. She darned our socks. She patched the holes in our clothes. She stitched them up. We just, every year, once a year on Easter, we went to Robert Hall's and got me a new suit. By the time when I was in the growing stage, by the time Easter rolled around, my pants could be 3-4 inches too short. But I knew I was going to get a new suit on Easter. And says, she's like the merchant's ships. She bringeth her food from afar. We'd go to the city and on Saturday and she'd go shopping and they'd buy groceries. And I remember we'd always use the back door, my sister and I, and there was a drawer right in the counter just shy of the door. And she'd put a nickel package of chewing gum in that drawer. And my sister and I split a stick of gum every day. And she just always made sure that we had, treats, and that was a treat. She riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. She considereth a field and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands she planteth a vineyard. My mom didn't do that, but she did teach piano and organ instruments all my life. She girdeth her loins with strength, strengtheneth her arms. She perceived that her merchandise was good, and her candle goeth not out by night. She never sat down. She never stopped. She went from before daylight till well after the sunset. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor. Yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. When I was a kid out on the farm, bums, that's what they call them, hobos, would come down our lane off the main road and knock on her back door. And Mom always had a quart of water. She'd add ice and make them a bologna sandwich and wrap it in wax paper and hand it to that hobo. And I guess word got around, and there was plenty of them that came to the house, and she took care of them that way. She's not afraid of the snow, for her household, or all of her household, are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry, her clothing of silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. Well, my time's up. We'll come back and start right there. Give me a call, 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Give me a call this afternoon for a no-cost appointment this coming week. Stay tuned. We'll wrap this up. Be right back. Hi, everybody. Dr. Ron Caskey jumping in here just for 60 seconds to tell you about orphan 401ks. I've been talking about that for several weeks, did a couple of webinars on it. If you have left a job and left a 401k behind, that is an orphan 401k that no one cares about, no one's contributing to, no one's matching your money, and if you leave it there long enough, the fees will destroy that orphan 401k. So we can move that into an IRA annuity. It's just a matter of paperwork, a transfer form, and get it out of there into something that'll grow for you. Call me for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office. Here's my number, 303-710-3791. Do it today. Don't put it off.
Walter J. Hopp of Hopp & Associates is a law practice limited to estate and business planning. Walter is a Colorado native with extensive experience with clients local and nationwide, and is a former partner in a large multi-state estate planning law firm. Affiliated with several professional groups to provide the most current and unique solutions for his clients, Walter is the author of articles and a book on estate planning, and a frequent speaker over the years to lawyers and groups alike. Again, on estate planning, Walter offers a unique approach for how to protect yourself and loved ones from a litigious and expensive legal system. And listen to this, your first meeting with Walter is free, that's right, free, to see if they can improve on planning that you may already have in place. Call Walter and Associates PC of Longmont. Call today, 303-776-4045, or email him at walterhopp@hopplaw.org.
All right, welcome back to my third and final segment. Happy Mother's Day. Give me a call for an appointment this coming week. You ready? 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Give me a call. Get on my calendar. Don't put it off. Let me show you how to be a good steward of God's money. Back to who my mom was, and who a Christian mother is, and who Bathsheba was to Solomon. So Proverbs 31 and verse 24, she maketh fine linen and selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. I never heard my mom say an unkind word to or about anyone, not ever. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. She never took time to sit down. I never saw her sit down except to work. She sat at the piano, the organ, teach students, at night on Saturday night, she'd darn socks, our socks with holes in the toes and the heels, and put them over a light bulb and stitch and patch my jeans and make my shirts and on and on. That's just the way she was. Her children to rise up and call her blessed. That's what I'm doing. Her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, beauty is vain, but a woman that fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. So that's who she was. Now I want to talk about where she is. See, as a seven-year-old boy on a Sunday night in my dad's church, my dad knelt with me at the altar and led me to the Lord, and that's the night I got saved. But my mom, when we got home, she taught me how to pray. And so I have fond memories of both of them. So I want to tell you where she is. 1 Thessalonians 4:13, "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope." That's a problem today. That's why we live in so much chaos. These lost people have no hope. Psalm 16, verse 15 says, "Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints." Revelation said, "I heard a voice," Revelation 14, 13, "I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them." My mom never rested. All the time we were growing up, she'd hoe the garden, bring vegetables in. Her and my grandmother would cook for us. They took care of our clothes. My mom, basically, my dad was a pastor. I've got his journal right over here, just a few feet behind me on the shelf. Every now and then I take it down and look at it. And he kept a journal. And there were years in that journal, because my dad was a pastor. And the church member's attitude was, "God, if you'll keep him humble, we promise to keep him poor." Now, we didn't know we were poor growing up, because we always had a side of beef in the freezer. We always had eggs from the chickens. We always had vegetables from the garden and a half a stick of gum a day. We didn't know we were poor, but my dad's journal records several years early in the ministry, back in the 50s, when he earned $3,000 a year. So my mom pretty much supplemented his meager salary by teaching kids how to play the piano and the organ and the violin. And she tried to teach me when I was just a kid, 6, 7 years old. And she just finally one day got tired of fussing with me, trying to get me to practice. And she said, "Someday you wish you'd learn to play the piano." Well, she's right. When I recorded 5 gospel albums in studios in Nashville, Memphis, and Dallas, and Chattanooga, Tennessee, I had to hire musicians. When I sing today, I play soundtracks from those albums, and then I download tracks from Christwell. They've got 17,000 gospel tracks. If you're a singer, I'll point you in the right direction. You can do the same. But my mom, she supplemented dad's income by doing that. And today, her works do follow her, as Revelation says. Psalm 90 and verse 10. I'm talking about, where is she? She's in heaven with the Lord, because she was saved sometime in her young life. And Psalm 90 and verse 10, "The days of our years are 70 years, and if by reason they be 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away." I'm 2 years past that 80 years. My mom was 22 years past that 80 years. And so where she is, she's in heaven with the Lord Jesus Christ. She's with all of our family that preceded us, all of those folks that she helped. In fact, at her funeral, I sang with my niece from Michigan, and we sang a couple of songs. She harmonized with me like we'd been singing together forever. And then I preached that message. And after the service, I remember one black lady came up to me. She says, "You don't remember me." She says, "Your mom taught me to play the piano." And I told her, I said, "I remember you. You were 5 or 6 years old sitting on that piano bench when I'd come home from school. And I do remember." She said, "That was me." And there were others. That lady, she said, "I play the piano in my church. Been doing it for 50 years. And there were others that came up to me and said, "Your mom taught me how to play the piano and took care of me," and so on down the line. So their works do follow them. My mom's in heaven, not because she was a good lady, but because she was a born-again Christian. And as I said a while ago, my dad knelt with me and prayed at the altar in his church. He was a pastor. I remember the old straight wooden benches. They weren't fancy. They were wooden benches on a cement floor. And as the invitation was given that Sunday night, I'm telling you, that's 75 years ago. And I remember it like it was yesterday. And when we got home from church that night, my mom came into my room and we knelt by my bed. She said, "Now, you're a Christian. Let me show you how to pray. And I don't want a day to go by that you don't remember this." Well, here I am, 75 years later, and I still pray first thing in the morning. I wake up every morning, 4:15 to 4:30. First thing I do is spend time on my knees and in the Word. At night, the last thing I do before I go to bed is I kneel and I pray, and I thank the Lord for the day and for using me and so on. But it's my mother that taught me to pray. It's my mother that scolded me. My dad was busy. Now, he said he applied the Board of Education to the seat of knowledge on a regular basis, and he sure did. But here's where she is. She's in heaven. Now I want to tell you how to get there. Romans 10, 9 through 10. In fact, I think I can say this without any embarrassment to my family. But on Easter Sunday, before we ate dinner, my son and daughter-in-law and their boys came over and they said, "We want to be saved today." And I knelt in my office right here. And my daughter-in-law got saved. The two older boys got saved. There's one too young yet. But I took them right here to Romans 10, 9 and 10. I said that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And I started with my daughter-in-law, and I led her to pray, and then the oldest boy, and then the next one. I said, "Now, y'all here because you want to do this? Did you ask to do this?" "Yes, yes, and yes." And you can do the same thing. It's not a particularly structured prayer, just something that says, "Lord, I'm a sinner. Forgive me my sins. Come into my heart and save me today. I put my faith in you to save my soul. I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen." It's that easy. See, the thief on the cross, these high-powered soul winners, you know, that keep score on Facebook. I got a serious problem with that. Not the winning, but the keeping score on Facebook. And you take the thief on the cross, Jesus in the middle, a thief on both sides, and the one railed on him, the other one said, "Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. That was it. And Jesus said, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. That thief got saved that day. Nobody knocked on his door. Nobody put it up on Facebook. I led another one to the Lord today, and he happened to be on the cross. No, he just put his faith in Jesus, and Jesus saved him. They didn't take him down from that cross and baptize him. They didn't take him down from that cross and say, now you got to be a member of the church. They didn't take him down off that cross and say, you got to give your money. No, all he did was he simply said, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. So I'm telling you how to get to where my mom is. Jesus in John 3:3, Jesus answered and said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of heaven. 1 Corinthians 15, now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. He said, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. And the Bible says, that there's another verse, I don't have it marked in my Bible today, but it says, when you get saved, old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. If you think you're saved, but you still have the same habits, the same friends that frequent the same places that you did before, old things are not passed away for you. You need to be saved. Think about that. John 14:1-6, let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. Listen up. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. He didn't say I might. He said, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Folks, it's important that there's a time in your life when you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. If you're not sure, then we need to talk. You give me a call. Let's settle this first. We can talk about finances and anything else, but take care of this first. Happy Mother's Day. Here's my number, 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Let me help you with your retirement. My time doesn't cost anything. God bless you. Thanks for listening. Well, hi, everybody. Dr. Ron Caskey here. You know, people go to Las Vegas, Cripple Creek, Central City, whatever, and they say, if I pull this handle one more time, surely I'll win. People get off the airplanes all happy. They get back on the same airplane 3 days later, all sad. My point in saying that is the market will not sustain highs. It goes up and it goes down. So I'm suggesting that you don't wait until the market tanks to get your money changed over to a safety net. That's where I come in. I do everything with indexed annuities where the risk is on the life insurance company instead of on your shoulders. I do it all with indexed annuities and life insurance. So if you're interested in capturing the upside of the market with none of the downside risk, I'm the guy you want to talk to, and my time never costs you a penny, ever. All you got to do is pick up the phone, call me, get on my calendar, and I'll bring the information to you. Here's my numbers. Call me now. Don't put it off. Don't wait until the market tanks. 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Pick up the phone right now. Get on my calendar. Don't put it off. 877-218-1972. Again, my name's Dr. Ron Caskey. My time doesn't cost you a penny ever. Call me now. Thanks. Bye. Well, there you go. Bible Views Radio Show for today. Hope you enjoyed it, listening to it as much as I enjoy every week doing these one-hour radio shows. The Ron Caskey Show is here on the KLTT listening audience 1 to 2 o'clock on Saturdays, and this Bible Views Radio Show every Sunday 2 to 3 p.m. on Sunday afternoons. And then, of course, they're archived for 1 week. They're put up on my website at www.roncaskey.com. If you have questions concerning the Bible and what the Bible has to say about any subject, actually, just understand this. I don't debate or argue the Bible. See, a lot of people say, well, God said it. I believe it. That settles it. I got news for you. God said it. That settles it. And speaking of settle it, let me just explain to you the most important thing you could call me about is your salvation. Do you know if you died today that you'd go to spend eternity with the Lord Jesus Christ? If you're not sure of that, by all means, pick up the phone today and call me, and I'll tell you what the Bible says, and it's real simple, but you do need to be born again. You need to be saved. Once we settle that matter of salvation, then we can talk about God's money and how you can protect it, preserve it, and grow it. Now, to do that, you need to get on my calendar for next week. I know it's Sunday. I don't take appointments on Sunday. I don't work this business on Sunday. But I can answer my cell phone. And so if I'm not in church or doing something else this afternoon, then pick up the phone and call me this afternoon or this evening. But one thing you do need to do is set an appointment for this coming week. Give me 30-ish minutes to bring information to you and your spouse, if there is one, at your home or McDonald's, and show you how I can help you protect, preserve, and grow God's money. Here's my toll-free number. As I said, you can use it today, and I'll call you back. Here it is, 877-218-1972. 877-218-1972. Hey, have a blessed Lord's Day. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye.